Hey, you. I don't know where you are right now in your day, in your life. I don't know if you're working or traveling or stuck in traffic somewhere. Maybe you're cuddled up in bed. But I want you to know everything is okay. This is a 100% guilt-free message to feel what you're feeling and think what you're thinking and obsess over whatever it is that's totally got you captivated right now. Just feel it, allow it, accept it. You are going to go through everything that you're going to go through, and I want you to know it's all right. There are so many things that I wish that I had gotten my hands on earlier, information and knowledge, and just, I love to learn. And every day that I have an opportunity to learn something is fantastic. And I've been learning recently that it is okay to have a bad day just because it's a bad day. I don't have to validate it. I don't have to give it a cause or a name. It doesn't have to be because somebody looked at me weird or somebody criticized something that I said or the way that I am. It is okay to just be foul for a while. It's all right. It is okay to be manic. It is all right to be messy and confused and afraid. And it is okay to want to be dissatisfied with something. You don't always have to be okay with the way that things are going. It is okay to not be okay. It is so important that everything that comes to us, it's like so much of it is just, let it roll off your back or things will get better. Yeah, they will. Okay, we know that. And, everything that's going on, this is a moment in time. It's not forever. But what I think is so important is that when something comes to me, if it's good or bad, generally if it's bad, I'm speaking, but it's like process it, recognize what it is and feel it. You're never going to conquer anything if you don't allow it into your system, if you don't acknowledge what it is. And let it process through you. If you're angry, maybe you can pinpoint what it is and maybe you can't. Maybe you're just having a shit day. I've been having a lot of them lately. And they don't last all day. It's weird. It's not bipolar. It's just moody, you know? It's all right. It is okay to be stumbling. It is okay to be confused and to be lost. Because if we never get lost, new places will never be discovered. It is okay to want to be somewhere else. I mean, it's not saying that you are completely angry at the entire world and it's fine just to live that way, but to have that emotion, it's okay. It makes you human. Well, don't feel bad about it. Now, just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you should create a bad ambience for everyone around you. That's not okay, but sometimes the best thing to do is to take the day. Call in sick to work. Have a lazy day. Watch TV. Read a book. Lay in bed and be angry for a while. But don't let it affect everybody else. But you are entitled to your feeling, whatever that feeling is. And it is okay to ache and hurt and want for love. I know what it is to miss that feeling of having somebody love you or to see it in someone else and just crave and want and be willing to give anything to have a taste for it. It's okay to want to have better. I think that so many of us are so caught up in just having to accept where we are and this is what we were given. But we're not satisfied with it. And we just think that better things are coming and it's okay to want those things and it's okay to look forward to those things. And it is okay to love someone that doesn't love you back and it's going to hurt and it's going to suck and it's going to make for some really long days. But think about how fortunate you are to have this person in your life in whatever capacity you can have them. Just the little things that you are able to change in yourself because of it, the positivity that it brings you, love is strong and powerful, and it does have destructive capabilities to it. But just try and focus on the good aspects of it, how good you feel. And all that want and that pining and that desire that you have, it's energy. And this person is energizing you, whatever it is that they're giving you. And you don't have to necessarily give that energy back to them. Whatever it is that you're drawing from them can be turned into something else. It can be creative energy for you to apply to a skill that you've been wanting to learn or a task that you've been aiming to finish for decades. Writing or cleaning or carving. I don't know what people do. I knit. I enjoy it. I'm like 1,000 years old in a 30-year-old body. It's quite unusual. But it's okay. And it's okay to know that being in love doesn't always go both ways. I'm sure that there has been someone in your life that has been in love with you that you haven't been able to reciprocate what it is that they've wanted. But even in that, it's like we are learning so much about ourselves and expectations. It's incredible. It really is. Just these emotions that we have that we're told to holster or contain it or stop loving this person. They're not good for you. Or stop eating that. Sugar's bad for you. It's okay to overindulge sometimes, and that means so many things, but there is a way to be healthy about it. You know, it's like you can have, you know, more than a couple of chocolates without eating the whole bag, and you can have some really, really, really good sex, but you don't have to have it with 40 different people. You can have really good sex with yourself, and it's okay to spoil yourself sometimes. Spend a little bit too much on something. But make it a treat. Don't make it a habit. I think it gives us something to look forward to, a reward for not going overboard. I have wanted a red purse since before, I can't even tell you, and I have never found the perfect one. And I am going to treat the hell out of myself when I find it, believe that. But it's not something that I'm harboring, you know. It's a want. It's not a need. It's not a necessity. But I do. I want it. And I see these other women with these fabulous red bags. And I get a little bit envious for them. But it's like, I don't want that bag. I want my own bag that people are going to envy, you know. It's okay to want people to envy you. I just think that we are so... I don't want to say educated, but we're so trained to be decent and be good and be courteous and be thoughtful. And we definitely should be those things. But I think with embracing that, it kind of gives us a sense of shame or guilt when we do have those feelings. But don't. You are human, and it makes you normal, and it makes you natural to feel unnatural and to feel abnormal. It makes you human, and it makes you perfect, and it makes you beautiful. It's okay to want things to change. You can't expect anybody else to change who you are and where your mind is at. People might enlighten you. You might take things from people, little cues, little notes, guidance. But you are the one in control of it. And it's okay to fail. It is okay to be angry about your failure. Do you know why? Because failing means that you have tried, and anger means that you are passionate about it. Like I said, don't take it out on other people. You are responsible for what's happening in your life, and blaming things on, you know, you're not getting enough hours at your job, or your boyfriend doesn't look at you the same, or your girlfriend doesn't put out enough. It's like you're making yourself a victim. You are making excuses, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to be that person that always says, well, this happened, so I was late, or this happened, so I didn't get it done, or I would have done this if they hadn't have done that. It's okay to sometimes just be like, you know what, fuck it, it didn't happen, sorry. Or I'm not sorry, I didn't do it because I didn't want to. You can have a careless moment without being a careless person. And I think that you need to understand that. There are so many things that are going to be out of our control, and so many things that are going to make us feel that there's injustice. And it's okay to be upset about it. It is okay to have dessert first. I encourage it. You don't have to have all the desserts, you know, obviously, or maybe not so obviously. Dinner doesn't always have to happen after dessert either. Sometimes you just treat yourself. Like I said, it's important. It is okay to want to change something about yourself. It's okay with feeling stuck. It's okay with feeling not enough. That doesn't mean that you're not enough, though, because you are enough. If you can come home at the end of the day, or get up out of bed at the end of the day, sometimes I spend my whole day in bed. But if you can look at yourself and honestly say that you tried, then you'll never be a failure. And when we stop learning, that's when we stop growing. And when we stop trying, that's when we stop being a considerate person. And you know what, though? Sometimes it's okay to be a little selfish, to eat the last bite, or to, you know, leave an empty seat between you and someone else, and it kind of, you know, makes it so that it fucks up the seating for everyone else in the theater, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, could you scoot down so we could sit here? Just be like, no, you can sit somewhere else. It, you know, might make you an asshole to them in that moment, but you need to take what you want sometimes too, and be assertive, because being assertive is totally fine. I just think it is so important that you know that just because you don't always meet what other people feel that your expectations should be, that doesn't mean that you have failed. It doesn't mean that you are anything less. It doesn't mean that you are not of quality. But you're here and you're listening to this, and I'm glad that you are. And I hope that you're taking something from value. Something from a value. I don't even know how to say that. But it's fine. I fucked it up. I own it. It's cool. They say if you don't know what you're talking about, talk loud and people will just assume you're right. Or you'll just sound like a really loud, obnoxious asshole, which I do sometimes. I got a big mouth. I got a big personality. And I'm not for everybody. But that is okay, too. I don't have to be for everybody. Some days I can't stand myself. I think I'm too loud, or my hair is too curly, or my nails are too long, or my teeth aren't white enough. But you know what? My teeth aren't yellow. And they're all real. And you hear that? They're squeaky clean. So it's fine. My hair may be too curly and get unruly sometimes, but it's clean and it's brushed and it's maintained to the best of my ability. I guess what I'm saying is I'm okay with who I am. Sometimes I'm unhappy with it, but if there was something that I truly detested that much about myself, I would take drastic steps to change it. But I don't feel that I need to. I don't need to fit in anybody else's box. I don't need to tame myself for anyone else. The right people will be in my life at the right time. And I know that I will be helping them just as much as they're helping me. And I know that I am blessed to be here. And I am blessed to have you here listening. And I want you to know that whatever it is that you're going through, If it's something really awesome, I am elated for you. And if it's something that you just can't seem to get a handle on, just be angry if you're angry. Be sad. Cry if you want to cry. But just know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And you are okay. And you're going to get through this. And if it's good, I hope it gets better. And if it's bad, I pray for your healing. I really do. There is something so wonderful and so magical about the energy that is here, just like, I mean, in pillow talk even. There's just so much goodness that people want to put out there, and sometimes it's a slutty audio, sometimes it's a really nice, sensual, sexy audio, sometimes it's just people crying and reaching out for connection. And if that's what you're here for, if you're just looking to connect and looking for a new way of thinking and you need a little bit of direction and your hand is out, I want you to know that so is mine. And I'm here. And I want to hear all the things you have to say. I love this. It's like a safe place. Like a place to come down, you know? But if anyone has not told you recently, I think you're wonderful. I think you're perfect. And I'm glad you're here. And you are going to be fine. You're going to be fine, sweetheart. I know it. I have faith in you. I hope you have faith in you. And maybe have some faith in me, because sometimes I just fuck shit up real bad. But be that as it may, I know that's also fine. Because when things go real, real south, it makes you really appreciate the comeback. So, it's like 7:30 almost, I think. And East Coast time and East Coast weather, we're freezing and we're tired. So, winter means hibernation, I guess, for us. Anyway, if you made it to the end, let me know. I am sending all the positivity that I possibly can. And I hope you feel it. And thank you for stopping by.